Shekel, Tavshinayin Tes, Parsha Shkolim. Nachon?
Yeah.
Nachon. Okay, let's take a look. Back by in Parsha Kisisa, you know, we're trying to see how the whole process of the Mishkan, even if there were a tzivui before the Cheta Egel, which is a discussion in Chazal, in the Mefarshim, even if there were a tzivui before the Cheta Egel, but the Mishkan served a very important purpose in terms of rectifying the damage done by the Egel. So let's take a look. It says with regard to the Egel in Parshas Kisisa, Yikach miyodam, right? Aaron took the gold that they had taken, they collected, the earrings, etc., nose rings. Vayikach miyodam vayotzar osa bacheret vayaseo egel masicha. You put it into a mold, and it came out, whatever. Egel masicha vayomru eile elohecha Yisrael asher halucha mi'aretz Yisrael. This is the koach, right? This is the koach that was the... Chalila, right, the means by which you were taken out of Mitzrayim, that took you out of Eretz Mitzrayim. And it's all to make up for the lack of Moshe, because they thought Moshe wasn't coming back, etc. Eila Elohecha Yisrael, Asher Elohecha Eretz Mitzrayim. This word Eila is going to play a crucial role in the entire discussion over here. The Tikkuni Zohar says, right, see, it says Breishis Bo Elokim. Pasuk says in Yeshayo, yes, Umarom Enichemu Ru'u Mi Bara Eile. Right, turn your eyes heavenward and see Mi Bara Eile. Who is the Mi who made all the Eile? Mi Eile Hu Elokim. In other words, Mi Eile spells Elokim, obviously with the Hei Nara Kuf. Mi Bara Eile. And Umarom Enichem Do Kriyashma. Right, Barshi Tevos. Right, Shin Rasin Mem Ayin Shma, Rosh Hatevin Shma, Demiachni Yisrael Lekutcha Brichu, Pamayim Biyom, whatever. So the idea being that discovering, recognizing, declaring that there's one Me behind all the Ele, that really cool. That is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. The understanding that there's only one Metzius, and that all the Eila that we see and all the Eila that we experience is one Me. There's one Me. Su maro menichem ru mi bara Eila. Right? Really cool. We've discussed before in Parsha's bow how this is part of the lesson that Paro was meant to learn. Right? Paro asked Mi Hashem, and really cool. Moshe in turn is told by the Rabbon Shalom Boel Paro. In other words, he says, Mi Hashem, recall it, I put the Ososai Eile, and that it's meant to be understood that there's one Me behind all the Eile, once again. So fine. So now that the Jewish people, have unfortunately, fallen into a disintegration of this, the Me behind the Eile, by you going the path of Eile Elohecha Yisrael. Here in our parsha, Vayakil Moshe. So it says, Vayakil Moshe is called Asbin Yisrael, Vayomar Aleim, Eile Hadvorim, Asher Tziva Hashem La'asos Osam. Eile Hadvorim. These are the Dvorim. It's a very strange grouping of psukim. He gathers together the Jewish people. He says, Eile Hadvorim, these are things, Asher Tziva Hashem La'asos Osam. Sheshes Yomim Teasem Locho, Vyom Ashvi, Yelachem Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Lashem, Kolosem, Bom Locho, Yumas. It talks about Shabbos, right? Los Varesh Bechol Moshe Seichem Yom HaShabbos mentions Dafka Havaras Eish. Don't light a fire, right? We call it on Shabbos. We know there's a Machlokes in the Gemara. Is the reason that Lo Sevaro Eish is a single lab because the Lav Yatzis, right? And this one is a Lav as opposed to what he called as a Chayvei Mises. It's less Chomor. than other, what do you call the other malachas, or is it recorded l'lamidolaklal, right, it's coming to teach them, what do you call it, just like this one, one distinct malacha is enough to be mechayev, what do you call it, a chiyuv, let's say, a chatas, a person does a reshogeg, filim helamechad, he does what he called several averas, just like this, it was mechayev alone, so to every other malacha is the same thing, you do a whole bunch of things for helamechad, you forget it Shabbos, and you do chlila borer, and havara, and bishul, you chayev for chatas for kolecha ve'echa, right? Lav yatzar l'chalik yatzar. But it is what he calls just in the sequence of Dvarim. Like, why mention this pasuk? Why mention this malach of all malachas? Vayom Moshe el kol adas bnei Yisrael lemor ze adavar asher tiva Hashem lemor. He started off eila Dvarim asher tiva Hashem lasos osam, and now he says ze adavar asher tiva Hashem lemor. I don't have it here, but Rashi says a very interesting comment on ze adavar. Zeh davar shetziva Hashem, li, says Rashi, lomar lachem. Zeh davar shetziva Hashem, li, lomar lachem. Hashem commanded me to tell you, Boker Tov Benita. Right? Like, what do you call it? Like, you know, now all of a sudden, in the middle of what do you call it? In the middle of the end of Parsha Shmos, decided to tell you that, you know, that the Pasa comes to tell you that Hashem told Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael. I mean, that's called Torah Kura. You know, Vidav Hashem Moshe Leimor. I mean, isn't that it? Right? Zizicham says on that, Ches, he says, the Mikra Mashma Zedavar Shetziva L'chol Yisrael Leimor, L'achirim, because the Pasa is strange. What does the Pasa say? The pasuk says, "Vayomer Moshe El Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael Leimor Zedavar Shetziva Hashem Leimor."
Why two
Leimor? So what do you call it? So the Sitzacham says, "Lachen Perish Li Tziva Sholmar Lachem Bahakel Lafuke Shara Miras Lohayu Bahakel." Right. In other words, it's Vayomer Hashem El Moshe El Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael Leimor. Right. And Zeh Adavar, Asher Tziva Hashem Lemor, says Rashi, Zeh Adavar, Li Dafk over here, he told me to tell to you under these circumstances. And it's not, I'm telling you that you should tell others. I'm telling this to you. But you should know that this is the thing, this is the fundamental thing that I was told to tell you, Dafk at this juncture. Dafk at this juncture. That's why Rashi said he deals with two Lemors by explaining the Zeh Adavar, Asher Tziva Hashem, right, etc. Fine. So now the question is okay, that it's a begs the question. So what's so unique over here that Dafka he has to explain that this, I was told to tell this to you, Dafka, at this juncture? I mean, that's every time, whenever he spoke, he told him that it had to be done at this juncture, whatever. It wasn't like, you know, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu a zillion things, and Moshe Rabbeinu, well, I'll be able to tell him this today, maybe that one tomorrow, the next time, what do you call it? What's the story? So let's see. Medrash says, Medrash Rabbah says, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Right? There's another pasuk afterwards, but we'll deal with that later. Medrash Rabbah says, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yavo Zav HaMishkan V'chaper al Zav HaEgel. The Zav HaMishkan is mechaper on the Zav HaEgel. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, B'shar Shasisem Es HaEgel, Hichastem osi be'ele Elohecha. Achshav shasisem amishkon be'ele ani misrat Elohem. Havil ele pekudei amishkon. Right? So this is what you call this, the first pasuk in Parshas Pekudei. Right? Actually, I have that above there. See, in Perek Lamed Ches, Chofalos, ele pekudei amishkon. Mishkon ha'ele shepukar al pi Moshe, avodas levim, b'yad yisoma ben Aaron HaKohen. Right? So we have Eila coming in Vayakel, right? Lemor Eila Hadvarim, and then we got Eila Pekudei Amishkan, Mishkan Ha'edus, Asher Pukad Al Pi Moshe Avodas Levim B'Yad Yisoma Ben Aaron HaKohen. So the Medrash says, albeit that it's not saying it on this pasuk by us in Vayakel, it's saying it by Pekudei, right? It could be the other Midrashim that do say it by Vayakel. I don't know, but I only saw the Medrash Rabbah that says it by Pekudei. But we see that this concept of Eila, the Eila of the Mishkan, is coming in Metake in the Eila of Eilel Hechel Yisrael. How so? Says Fasemis. Vayakil Moshe, Vayomer Ela Dvorim, Lasos Hasam, right? Our Pasuk here. He brings our Pasuk, right? Lefia HaPoshut Koy Amleches HaMishkon, Shenemar Achakach. Ela Dvorim, the Pashtus is going on Leches HaMishkon, but there's all of a sudden this is non sequitur of Shabbos there. Omnam Hiktim Lehem Mitzvah HaShabbos. Gibezeh Hikil Osam. This is the way he gathered them together and made them into a unit. The unity of the Jewish people. Now, what exactly the nature of this unity is, we have to see. Right? The achdus, the oneness, like we say on Shabbos and Mincha at a time. Ata echad, v'shimcha echad, u'mika amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. Right? Goy echad ba'aretz. So, ata echad, Hashem is echad, u'shmo echad, v'shimcha echad. Right? And his hanhaga of us is one. In other words, Hashem's Metzias is one. He's Einod Milvad. So we say, for instance, at Mincha time on Shabbos, Ata Echad v'Shimcha Echad.
The unity, right? Lost,
right?
Because of the Chetei.
Right, but the word unity, right? The word unity would equal, can have a lot of different meanings. Let's use the terminology Achdos, oneness. Like we say at Mincha time on Shabbos. Ata echad v'shimcha echad u'mika amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. Right? Ata echad, Hashem is one. Right? In other words, one meaning einod milvado. There's only Hashem. Right? He is the only reality. V'shimcha echad. That means the way that He guides us. His shame, all of Hashem's shemos. Are the way that He reveals Himself to us. In other words, His hashgacha. Right? So you shouldn't think that even though He's one, Chalila, right, all of His, what do you call it, His fashions of hashgacha are really disparate. They're broken. One goes this way, the other one goes that way, the other one goes the third way, etc. In other words, it's not like you know, Keeley said, okay, fine, we're gonna you know crack open the atom here and let all the particles shoot out in every direction and whatever will be. But His hashgacha of us is also right, regardless if it appears in form of chesed, in form of din, in form of the derech of rachamim, it's all going towards one thing. Right, His ratzon, fulfillment of His ratzon. His ratzon is one.
Everything.
Right, is one. The Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz says what he calls the Jewish people are the only nation, as it were, that links to this concept of Hashem being Echad. Right? Now, everyone else is living their own agenda, right? Even if they believe in the Creator, but the Creator is just one more thing in their own agenda. They're living in their own egocentric universe. The Jewish people committed to living in a God-centric universe. Are we always successful? It's a separate story.
Can you explain what it means, oneness?
Hashem's oneness, in other words, there is only Hashem's ratzon. There is, that's the only thing there is. Right? That's the only thing there is. Everything is what he called it. In other words, a person can do sins in this world. You know, maybe perhaps it's easier understood this way. When you do a mitzvah, so a mitzvah is what you call is lashon savta, to be together with Hashem, like a tzevet, like a team, savta, to be together. Every mitzvah ties the mitzvah, the one who commands, to the mitzvah, the one who's receiving the command, and what binds them together is mitzvah. So what you call a person who lives in the world of mitzvos, he's attached to Hashem. A person who lives in not in the world of mitzvos, he does dvarim asurim. So as I heard from Rav Shapiro, the Chazak of the Kodesh L'Racha, right? What dvar asur? What does it do? Asur means to be tied up.
This is the regular people,
right?
Non-Jews.
But whatever, but he called, even when we do an avera, God forbid, right? It's out of character for us, halavai, yeah, etc. But when we do something, it's asur. So what do I mean? Usher means to be tied, to be bound up. A person has tied himself up to a different system. He is asur. He's tied himself to a different system. Right? A davar mutar, right, means he's not tying himself up to another system. He's not fettered, no pun intended, right? He's not fettered to what he calls another system. He's doing a davar mutar, the mitzvah. Where there is something that actually really is, or mutar, or is there everything that's mutar really, either a mitzvah or an averus, that's a discussion in its own right. But whatever it is. But the idea of asuras, I've bound myself to a different system. That other system doesn't exist. It's only a mirage. It's a mirage that's necessary for a person to have a chira. That's all it is. It's a mirage that exists.
Physicality.
Whatever. Physicality, you can do good things with physicality also. Right? But I'm saying when we choose not to do mitzvah, to be bound to Hashem, in our speech, in our thoughts, in our actions, etc. So we've now bound ourselves up with a different system. So therefore the Jewish people are clued into the system of Echad. Right? Because when you do a mitzvah, you tie yourself to Hashem who is Echad. So you're a people of Echad. That's why I said they didn't want to use the word unity, because that limits the understanding. Oneness. Koshkos of Eila, Latakin Chet Shel Eila Lehecha. Perish. Shenofu Lamokum, right? The Hapirud. The Jewish people fell into what he called Pirud. Pirud is what he called dispersion, right? Not connect, non connection.
From the Chet.
Right, from the Chet Eagle. The Hariboy, and just what he called Reboy, you know, there was just disparate things. You know, here and there, there's this act and this act and this act and this act. Nothing is unified.
Isn't that Reboy is.
Increase, like Harbay. Like Harbay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then in Takein, Nitkan Alidei Melechas HaMishkan. This is corrected through Melechas HaMishkan. Shuis Karvus HaNifradim. All of the Jewish people, right, gathered together. Each different person bringing different things, all for one goal, all to attach themselves to Hashem, right, with the building of the Mishkan. The Kasher Hakol B'Shorash Achdus, as it were, to tie everything back to the Shorash Achdus, to the what he called the root of Achdus. V'lachein B'Mishkan Hayakol Minei Lametes V'Lachos. That's why they're building the Mishkan with the 39 Malachos. Shu Shorash Kol Ha'Maisim. These are what he called the 39 malachos, or as it were, are the root of all constructive endeavor that a person can do in Olam Hazeh. And the idea of the Mishkan is to bring them all back to harness them, right, to the system of Hashem's oneness, through the act of avodah, of connecting to Hashem. Okay? Right? Lachzirim el mokor achtos. Ach ein yicholun lov olizeh. The only problem is they couldn't stand to do this. Right, because they shattered. They shattered by what he called by. But when they said Nasa v'Nishma, right, they entered into that system. When they made the Egel, they broke themselves out of that system. They entered into the world of Kilo of Asur, of being bound up to a false system. So how you can't just step from one end to the other.
Well, it wasn't everybody though. It was only.
There were enough people. What he called them, but nobody. What he called the only people who joined with Moshe Rabbeinu, which is what he called to punish the sinners, where we go to the Levim.
Everybody else was involved with the Hefer
Eagle. I would say everybody called. There were those who were actively did. There were those who what he called were happy. Those who actually what he called danced around. And those who offered sacrifices, etc. And then there were those who what he called just didn't reject it. They didn't what he called. They didn't make a fuss. So everybody's got one degree of liability or another. Ach eich yichol lovel lezeh la'iriya Shabbos. Through Shabbos, what he called, in Shabbos, is what he called the, Shabbos is the essential act that testifies to Hashem's oneness, that he's the source of everything, right? He's the source of everything, he's the source of creation, His will is the source that everything be, etc. So through Shabbos, Shemitzvah Zu Lo Ne'avad Mehem, they didn't lose the mitzvah of Shabbos. And it's Achdu B'Shabbos, B'Shor Sha'achdus, L'chein Hiktim HaShabbos. In other words, through the concept of Shabbos, they will be able to bring they will be able to rebuild the Mishkan again. Right? They can re-enter into the world of Achdus through Shabbos, and through that, ultimately, all what he called their building of the Mishkan will be successful. Vu'inyan klalu prat, and this is what he called. This is the general principle.
I thought that was the job of the Mishkan.
again, he said they wouldn't be able to step into this, what he called, they had to first attach themselves to the klal. In other words, what he called, they have to see what he says. Who inyan klalu prat, right? Shabbos is what he called. We know that in the Gemara we have, or the Sukkim, the prat, the general, and then there's what he called the prat, specific prat. What he called one individual a part of the general klal. Uprat tzarich leklal, uklal leprat. They each what he called the prat, as it were. You know, helps define the klal, and the klal turns the prat. What he called gives full meaning to the what he called to the prat.
So what's what here?
So now, Shabbos wa klal. Shabbos is the essence of achdus. Right, Shabbos is the essence of Achdus. Ubimei Amaisa, who is Chabrus, Kol Apratim Levatlam the Shabbos. And when a person works during the week, what he's doing is he wants to take all of the individual disparate acts that he's involved in, the divergent act that he's involved in all week, and transfer them what he calls to the Yesod of Shabbos. In other words, everything should be Lechvod Shabbos. We're just like it says that what he called that Shammai. Right, every day he would buy something for Lechot Shabbos, and when he found something better, he would eat the previous thing and what he caught, and then take the new thing for Lechot Shabbos. So too, in a person's endeavors during the week, right, his endeavors are meant, as it were, this is all what he called to take me to Shabbos, to bring me to Shabbos, to bring me to Shabbos. Does everything I want to do L'shem Shamayim, so that I can once again attach myself and taste of Hashem's oneness, that connection. Call pratim ulevatlam l'Shabbos, right? To submit them to the one general cloud, which is Shabbos. Uperish pekude, uparshis pekude. So it's interesting here. This is parshis Vayakel. This is the beginning, right? This is the beginning of Vayakel. Eila dvorim asher tziva Hashem lasoso sam. This is the command of gathering together. Then he tells us, do Shabbos. And Shabbos, once from Shabbos, you'll now enter into the world of Achdus, of oneness with Hashem.
Right.
Then you'll be successful in building the Mishkan. And then in Parshas Pekudi, which is next week's Parsha, Eila Pekudi and Mishkan, here, what he called Mishkan Eidus, or Shin Pukar Api Moshe, Avodas Levim Yad Yisamar Ben Aaron HaKohen. Eila, once again, the same Eila. Eila here, right? The Eila is the proof of the pudding. In other words, they were successful in building the Mishkan as a tikkun for the Chet Ha'Egel, Eila Elohecha Yisrael, right? The word Eila again, Eila Elohecha Yisrael, right? The tikkun was fulfilled when they brought all of the individual things to Moshe. And Moshe says, you did great. You did exactly what you're supposed to do. But the way they were able to do it is when they started to bring it, right? And Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Eila Hadvarim, Asher Tziva Hashem Lasoso. So these are the things you have to rectify, the Eila in your life. You have to rectify all the pratim, all the individual things you do have to be tied back to Hashem. And he tells them, you know how you're going to be able to do that? First of all, clue into Shabbos, the klal of Hashem's oneness, right? Because Shabbos testifies to Hashem's oneness. If you clue into that, your donations and your building the Mishkan will be successful in Eila. What? No, it's okay. And then in the end, right? Well, in the end, your Eila Pekude, right? When we count every one of these things, every one of these individual things will be touched with the Kedusha, will be tasty. You'll taste the Kedusha of it. You'll taste the oneness of it, and you'll be successful in rectifying the sin of the Eila.
What are some of the things in Pekude?
There, Dosh also talks about all the different things that were brought, and Moshe Rabbeinu counted them all the things in the Mishkan. It's a recap. Over here, he's telling them what to bring, and this is what they're going to bring in Vayakel. In Pekude, they had already received everything, and now he starts counting it. Right? This, how much there is of every individual thing. But they're all locked into the oneness of Hashem. Okay? Fine. Here, now look at over here. Once again, this is really called here, further on in Parshas Vayakel. Vayavol kol chachamim ma'osim kol mlocha mlechas hakodesh ish ish mlachto asher heim ma'osim.
What pasuk?
This is pasuk Lamed Vav, pasuk Dalet. right? They brought all the malacha they were doing. There was the things that they got in the gold and the silver and record in the tchelis and argaman, and they put it together. Recall making the different portions of the mishkan, the parochas, and the record and the urios and all the different kalim, etc. But Yomrei Moshe Lemor, Marbi Ma'am Lahavi Midei Avoda. People still are bringing donations of gold and silver, etc. Right, and it's more than we need. Right, La Malacha Asher Tziva Hashem Lasososa. Right, it's more than what we need. It's more than what we need in order to finish the job. Vayitzav Moshe Vayaviru Kol B'Machane. So Moshe commanded. Right, and he brought this message carried out right in the entire encampment. Lemur saying, Ish v'Isha. Al yasu od malacha. Don't do any more. Don't bring any more. Don't do any more to bring the tumas hakodesh for the purpose of building the mishkan. Vayikali ha'am yavi, and so they stopped. Vayikali ha'am yavi. Hamalacha haisa dayum, and the malacha was enough. L'chol hamalacha laso so sa v'hoser. This is a very strange pasuk. And the malacha was enough. Everything they had done was enough. For everything that needs to be done, lasos for the what do you call for the mishkan, was lasos osa to do it, v'hoser, and there's more. First it says it was enough, then it says there's more, right? It says svasemis. This is a very important svasemis.
Where does it say that?
Yeah, in pasuk zayin. The malacha haitzadayim, the malacha, what do you call that the people brought, right? You know, their woven things, etc., etc. All the things that they brought, haitzadayim was enough. L'chol malacha for all that was necessary to build the mishkan, lasos osa. This is also called tautology. Lasoso sa to do it. What does it mean to do it? L'chol malacha. Lasoso sa. And then there's Moser, and there's more. Says Fasemis. Marbi ma'am.
Are you going to say what the more things were?
Wait, you can explain what the concept of more is. It says Vasemis. Ish Visha Yasu, right? Kolayam Mavi, right? Don't do any more. Everything needs mazel. See what it's
Torah Shabbat Hechel.
Right? It's really cool. So the
Thank you very much. This is tremendous.
Okay, fine. Says what he called. He says, Bira Inyan, Apidivra Medrash Tanchuma, Vayar Moshe's Kol Malacha. Right, but Sassim brings a Medrash. Medrash Tanchuma. Right? He says, he saw all the Malacha. Moshe saw all the Malacha. Right? He says, Mlechas HaMishkan Enk Siv. It doesn't say he saw all the Mlechas HaMishkan. Right? It says he saw all the Malacha. He says he saw all the malacha. He doesn't say all the malacha is hamishkan. Why? Why does it say all the malacha? No, it's all the work that they've done. Why does it say that?
He saw all the malacha.
He saw all the malacha.
Rather than
it should have said he saw all the malacha is hamishkan, all the work of the mishkan. Instead, he says he saw all the malacha. Wait a minute, all the malacha. What all the malacha? But he saw what he called with how they fixed the motors on our cars. What was all the malacha? He saw all the malachas on Mishkan. Where he's not looking at everything they did. What he called with if someone had to fix something in their house, he saw what's all the malacha. So says what he called says the Medrash. Malachas Hamishkan and Ksivkan doesn't mean Malachas Hamishkan. Ra kol amalachu ma'ase bereishis. In other words, he saw through their deeds. Right, all the malachi, so all their deeds, how their deeds, right, are the rectification of all of Maisa Bereishis. There's in the building of the Mishkan, in the Melechas HaMishkan, there's a tikkun in Maisa Bereishis. Uklal HaDvorim, Shekol Melech.
From Adam?
Right, from the very beginning. Baklal HaDvorim, Shekol Melechas HaMishkan, Hayilatakin Kol Abriya. Really, what the Mishkan is meant to do, right, was to give create a perfect, as it were, micro world. In other words, the world around us is filled with all sorts of, you know, things that are going all different directions, not necessarily according to the Ratzon Hashem. The Mishkan was meant, like we talked about many years ago, the Malbim, that was like in the form of a person, right, with the Kodesh Kodashim being the cerebral part, and then the thoracic section being the Kodesh, and what he called gastrointestinal being the Chatzer, etc. All focused on one thing of Oda. In other words, it encapsulated the entire Bria, and it was an enclave of perfection representing the Bria within the general Bria.
The Mishkan was meant to make a world of perfection?
Right, but in other words, it was an enclave of perfection, yeah.
The Mishkan itself.
Right, the Mishkan itself. And that's why it says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw all the Malacha. It didn't say the Malacha of the Mishkan. He saw all the Malacha. Right? He saw all the Malacha. Because he's not referring just to the Malacha of the Mishkan. He's saying that through the making of the Mishkan, the Malacha of all Bereishis is what he calls, has a level of rectification. Koshe Vatzinu Vayar Hashem Kikol Asher Asa Tov Me'od Vayechul Vayevorech. Just like Hashem at the end of my Bereishis, it says Hashem saw everything he did, it was Tov Ma'od, and there's Vayechu Hashemayim Va'aretz, and Vayevorech Elokim Yisrael Shvi. Hashem looks at the Bria Kav Yachol, right? He sees it's Tov Ma'od, right? He says it's all completed, right? The Shechina can now rest in such a creation, and he gives it a bracha. And so too Moshe, Kvochein HaMishkan, Shukiyam Ha'olam, right? Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Mishkan is completed, what does it say? And later on in Parshas Pekudei, Vayar Moshe Eskol HaMelacha, right? Look, just like Hashem saw in Maaseh Bereishis, Kav Yachol, he saw the whole, where everything he did was Tov Ma'od, Vayar Moshe Eskol HaMelacha, V'inei Asu Asa, Kasher Tziv Hashem, and see, he saw, they made it just the way Hashem wanted, Kein Asu, Vayivarach Asa Moshe. And he blessed it just like Kodesh Baruch Hu, when he saw the perfection of the world, he blessed it. So to Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw the perfection of the Mishkan, their success in what he called, in all focusing towards one goal, towards what he called Hashem's oneness. And he saw that each kli, as it were, mirrored what he called that, the essence of that idea of for this purpose, L'shem Shemayim, the Aron with his representation, and the Shulchan, and what he called the Mizeach HaKtoris, and the Menorah, and all the different Kedah, and all the different parts of the Mishkan, all focused towards one purpose of binding oneself to Hashem. And he even blessed them, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed what he called the world after what he called after,
But when you're referring to Maaseh Bereishis, you're talking to about the Chet of Adam.
No, without the Chet. I'm talking about in creation.
He was already perfect. What was the correction? Up until Adam sinned, the world.
And
was
the
Chananim
is recorded. He's saying that the building of the Mishkan is just like the beginning of Bereishis, before Chet. Before the sin. We're not talking about rectifying what Adam what he called.
What was to rectify during Bereishis?
I'm just saying, he's saying it's parallel to what took place in Bereishis. Just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu saw that everything that was good was Tov Ma'od, and he gave it a bracha, so too Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the Mishkan was built L'shem Shamayim the correct way, and he gave it a bracha. Right? And just, he says, just like it says in the Zohar, that just as the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world with the Koach HaTorah, so through the Tzaddikim, through the Koach HaTorah, continue the world. Right? They give it continuity. Ukmo de matzinu, there in the bold. Ukmo de matzinu shiyisrachu shamayim v'aretz acha amra kodesh baruch hu olam odai. We find that what he called, the Chazal tell us, that kodesh baruch hu's name is shah, followed by dai, right? Usha amra lo olam odai, right? The shem Hashem shah kai, right? Shah is followed by dal yud shah, and afterwards dai. Sha'amar lo'lomo dai. Why? In other words, the world is like coming towards completion. Like we've discussed this name of Hashem before. Right? We've discussed it before. There are different ways to understand it. But the way he's understanding it now is that the world is coming towards completion. He says, no. Don't complete. In other words, the world is expanding. Right? Expanding, not in terms of physicality. You can understand that way also. So there are different ways to understand it. But this way, the way he's understanding it right now, is that Kodesh Baruch Hu said, let the world not reach completion. Let it not reach completion. Because that leaves room, right? Right? For us to do something. Right? Just as really called Dumotitinu, Shinzrachu Shamayim V'aretz HaShomar Kodesh Baruch Hu Lomo Dai.
Somebody when the world was created.
Right? Kimochein. He's not from Israel, so too also the Jewish people. What they call, they're bringing more and more and more, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, die, no more. No more. No more. Don't bring more. Don't bring more. He says, because it's the exact same thing as recorded in the creation of the world. In the creation of the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let the world not complete itself. Because we want man to complete it. He wants to give us the opportunity to complete it. He wants us to be, as it were, in a partnership with him to complete it. So too also here, in the Mishkan, they're bringing more and more and more. Moshe says, no, no more. And it's said, what he quote, you can't go to the end. You can't finish it. You can't finish it. In other words, it ki'ilu, there was something that they could have done that could have finished it more, and Hashem, and Moshe Rabbeinu says no.
So that, but that doesn't make sense because
why?
Because if we were building the Mishkan.
Perfect question. So what he quote on this, I understand, it doesn't make sense. What he quote, Hashem didn't complete it because he wants us to complete it. Yeah. And he was trying to complete it. And he said, what he quote, he says, no, don't complete it.
Now we just don't complete it.
Don't complete it. So what's the purpose? Where he, that's the problem. So to this he says, he brings what he calls, we're gonna just skip a little bit here. Brings from the Baal Shem Tov. Baal Shem Tov says, listen to this thing. Baal Shem Tov says, you're looking at the third line here on page 2, right? Says the Baal Shem Tov, he brings the Sefer Yetzirah.
Oh, that Sefer that was created.
The Sefer Yetzirah talks about the idea that the avoda of a person is a ratso. You run forward, right? Ratso, to rats. Forward, the shove, and then you step back. You run, and you step back. You run, and you step back. That's the nature of avoda. That's the nature of a person's service. To run, and then to step back.
Give us an example.
So says the Baal Shem Tov. What does that mean? Says the Baal Shem Tov. Isa, right? Yesh b'chol davar b'chines ratzo v'shov. And everything that we do in our avodas Hashem, there is ratzo v'shov. Perish. Al pi masha omar b'shem Baal Shem Tov. Their oath should be called avodi kabel yira ubusha. That a person recording everything that he does, at the end of it, it should be crowned with yira and busha, and record and standing in humility before Hashem. Record, who am I before Hashem? Key.
Wait, everything a person does.
He does it with full of energy. Ratso, he runs forward to do it. Excitement. I'm doing it. And then he steps back. In busha. In yira.
Busha is embarrassing.
Right, but he said, busha, in other words, when you stand, recall, not because you did something wrong, but because you're incomplete in front of somebody who's more complete.
Busha. You should be 100% all the way, right?
Oh, so let's see. Keep kishon gomer kol masa bolidei gavrus, right? Because when a person does something, even just a mitzvah, and he feels like I did it, it fills him with gaiva, right? It fills him with gaiva, and the minute it fills him with gaiva, see, now he's detached himself. In other words, you can even touch something holy, but if really quote to the end, if the end you're stapling your thumbs to your suspenders, right? So then what you did is you detached yourself after you spent so much energy attaching yourself. The idea of avoda, right? Avodas Hashem. So there's specific things we have to do, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Taryag Mitzvos, etc. Can we ever reach, right, totally? Is there ever an end? Is there ever an end in sight?
And what, our efforts?
Is there ever an end in sight in terms of reaching Hashem?
No.
No. So that's precisely the point. Because sometimes when you put all your effort into something, I did it, I'm here. But you're never there. Like it says in Avos, Lo alecha amlacha ligmor. It's not for you to finish it. Not because we're giving you an excuse. We go, you can't finish it. There is no finish. Because it's endless. That's why a person has to, what do you call, when, as he's driving forward to do, he always has to know there's no end. That's the busha. He's endless. As much as I understand, as much as I do, there's always more. There's always more. There's always more. And that really is what attaches him to Hashem. It attaches him to the eternity of Hashem, to the endlessness of Hashem. Because he has to, what do you call it? He has to have that concept of endlessness. Yeah, of that I can't finish because it's unfinishable. That's what we're talking about over here. Stepping back in Yira. In Yira, when you're standing before, you know, I conquered it, right? I conquered it. I'll have deals with those. Edmund Hillary, I'm on top of what he called of Everest. I'm here. But if he knew what he called, you're not here because there's more, right? Let's say there were another mountain. The minute he climbed the Everest, he would call, he saw, now he's able to see that there's something even bigger. And something even bigger. And something even bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. It doesn't take away from what he did. But he shouldn't think that because of everything that he did, he's finished. There's no finish. So the entire structure of the Mishkan, let's think again, right? The entire process of the Mishkan was something that Takein, what he calls the Ela they lost. When the Jewish people said Nasa and Nishma, they were attached to Hashem. They were committed. What he called, you lead. We'll do what you say, and we'll understand. We'll grow in our understanding by doing what you say, because what he called, because you have to set the pace for us. You have to tell us what to do, right? We're not going to try and make you in our image. We want to be in your image. We want to be with Tzelem Elokim. Now we're going to make Elokim with Tzelem Adam. So we'll do whatever you say, and as that we will grow in our understanding. We'll grow in our understanding. Then they went. They pretty cool. No, we're going to control our own destiny. Elel Hecha Yisrael. We're making an ego. This is your God. Bam. That's the, what he called. They broke apart. What he called. They broke apart the concept of Ela, which we said. Remember in the very beginning, where he called that the word Ela. The pasuk says the Tikkun HaZohar brings down. It says Su'um Barom Enichem. Ru'u mi bara Ela. Pasuk in Yeshaya. Turn your eyes heavenward and see there's one me behind all the Ela. One me. One me. Who is that? That's Hashem. Me and Ela spells Elo followed by Him. Right? There's one me behind all the Ela. One me behind all the Ela.
When during the Chet?
No. I'm saying, what do you call it? I'm saying in the essence of understanding that there's one me, there's one source behind all of the Ela, all the disparate things that you see, the different objects and forces and experiences, etc. There's only one me behind all of it. That spells Elo, followed by Him. That was whatever, I just said it. Yeah, right, that's the Shem Elokim. That's the Shem Elokim. When they said Ela Elohecha Yisrael by the Egel, they broke that apart. Now in the Mishkan, the word Ela, the Medrash says, yeah, Ela Dvorim. You're not going to rebuild the concept of Ela. Rebuild the recognition that the Ela is all coming from one source. How are you going to do it? By building the Mishkan. But you can't just immediately start taking disparate things and putting it together because you detached yourself from the concept. So what he calls the Sfas Emes. That's why we introduce Shabbos. Shabbos is a klal. That's Hashem's oneness. Attach yourself to Shabbos. And then your actions, your individual actions, your Ela actions, will now be tied to the klal. They'll be tied to the klal. And even in the formation of the Mishkan, which is meant to parallel the world, right? So we said it paralleled it so much, yeah, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw just like Kaviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw. And he saw it was all good, and Moshe Rabbeinu saw it was all good. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it a bracha, and Moshe Rabbeinu gave it a bracha. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, die, don't let the world reach completion. Right? So too also in the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't do more. Don't let it go. You can't go to the end. You can't go to the end. So you ask the question, and it's the most valid question. Understand, the whole reason Hashem left it unfinished is to give us the job to do. Right? So why are we leaving it unfinished? Right? We're supposed to do our job. The answer is because part of our job is to know that we can't finish. We can't finish. Because if you think you can finish, that's already tainted with Avodah Zarah. Only Avodah Zarah is limited, right? Hashem is unlimited. So part of the concept of Avodah is to know that you can't finish. It's forever. You get it. Always, there's no time. There's no, what do you call it? There's no stop. There's no end. There's no end. We mentioned before, yeah, that the one melacha of Shabbos is mentioned over here is the Sivaro Eish B'chomosh Rosechem Yom HaShabbos. Right? Why did I mention that? So this also speaks to another aspect of Achdus, right? There's the Achdus of recognizing that Hashem is Echad, And then there's the achdus of recognizing that each Jew needs the other Jew. Right? It says the Shlah. The reason it says, why is that malach of all malachas pointed out? Because it's also being merame, it's the idea, don't allow kas and don't allow machlokas, right, to come into your house, especially on Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. Especially on Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. Because since Shabbos is going towards Echad, right? And when you allow Kas, the fire of Kas, the fire of anger, or the fire of Machlokas, of dispute, to enter into your house, you're acting diametrically opposed to what you want to get out of Shabbos. So they have we have two aspects of the Jewish people, of the discussion over here, of what it means to be Echad. One aspect of Echad is what you call it, is Echad with Hashem, right? Recognize that Hashem is Echad, and that's through the entire process of the Mishkan. And then, in addition, says the Shlah, the fact that the Pasuk over here mentions Lo Sivaro Eish, not the Machlokas, reminds us that you can never be Echad with Hashem if you're not Echad with what you call with your fellow Jew. Right? Because if you can't be echad with your fellow Jew, that means what you call it, you're too caught up in yourself. And if you're caught up in yourself, you're never going to be echad with Hashem. So just in conclusion, it's also
partially never ending.
Right. No. Just in conclusion. Verily thou vexest me. It's Parsha Shkalim. I just want to say one thing with regard to Parsha Shkalim. We're counting what he called the Jewish people. We talked about it before. It says that Haman, there was no one who knew Lashon Hara better than Haman. Haman said, Yeshna Am Echad, Mifuzara Mifrad Bein Amim. Right.
And there was no other.
He was the master of Lashon Hara. Right. The pasuk says, "Yeshno." He said to Achashverosh, "Yeshno Am Echad, Mefuzar Meforad Bein Amim." So Yeshno Am Echad is teaching us what he called. He said, "Yashnu Min Mitzvos." They're asleep from the concept of mitzvah. Right. And they're not binding themselves to Hashem. Right. They do things perfunctorily, etc. Yashnu min mitzvah, they're asleep. Just means people do things, they can do things in their sleep, but it's not really a meaningful act. Yeah? And then mufuzar mifurad bin amim, and there's disputes amongst them, there's pirud between them, right? There's divisiveness in their midst. Mufuzar mifurad, scattered and separate. So those two chesronos, right, he points out the Jewish people, that's why he thought he had the Jewish people by the neck. He knew he would be successful. Because they're asleep from mitzvos, right? They're not recalled, they're not doing mitzvos with vibrance. They're not doing them with true intent. They're just going through the motions.
And they have machlokas.
And there's machlokas in their midst. So the Gemara Megillah tells us, right? We read Parsha Shkalim before the beginning of Chodesh Adar. Right? Why? Because in Parsha Shkalim it talks about the Machzeh Shekel. So it says, Goli v'yadua. Because I'll teach us, it was revealed before the Rabban Shalom. Sha'asi Haman Lishkol Eshkolov. He was going to pay Ahasuerus for the rights to kill the Jewish people. And by reading Parsha Shkalim, Hiktim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, launched a preemptive strike that our Shkalim, our Machzeh Shekel, should come first, right, to preempt his Koach to destroy us with his Shkalim.
I understand.
Haman paid paid Achashverosh for the right to kill the Jewish people. So therefore, before Chodesh Adar comes in, there's a mitzvah of Shkalim that we collect the Machzeh Shekel in order to be able to bring the new korbanos coming starting in Nisan. They should be brought from the new monies brought that year, right? So Chodesh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah of Shkalim prior, right, called to the month in which we call that Haman tried to destroy us in by paying for the rights to kill us. He gave us the mitzvah shkolim. In the mitzvah shkolim,
before he gave this mitzvah before
he gave the mitzvah. What do you call
the
mitzvah? He does what he called the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar. We read Parsha Shkolim, right? Before Rosh Chodesh Adar. So in order to preemptive strike, long term preemptive strike on his what he called on his Shkolim, on his what he called his the money that he paid Achashverosh to the right to kill the Jewish people. In the world of understanding why there's a machtis shekel, why only half a shekel, so the Archaim discusses, because the person has to know that he's only half, right? The other half of his shekel is tachas kisei kavod. You know, that is the drive of the person. I'm not complete. My completion is only tachas kisei kavod. It's an endless trip. It's an endless trip. He's always trying to be mashlim himself. That's why we give only a half a shekel, right? To know that we call it, I'm not complete. I'll never be complete because only when I reach Kisei Kavod, after I've finished my sojourn, my journey in this world, then my soul goes back to its source. What do you call it? Then I'll be complete. But until then, I'm always half. I'm always trying more to complete. That's the way the Or HaChaim HaKadosh explains the concept of why we get half a shekel as opposed to a shekel. And the Malbim explains the concept of why we can have a shekel is because I have to know, right, that I'm not a whole shekel without another Jew.
Who said that?
The Malbim. So the concept that we spoke about with regard to what he called the completion of the Mishkan, both in terms of our becoming, of forging our oneness with Hashem, and also in terms of our forging our oneness with one another, no machlokas, etc. So, Mike, that's also in Parsha Shkolim, right? Parsha Shkolim, which is the collecting of the Machtiyas Shekel, or to build the Mishkan, and the Hakdama to Chodesh Adar, which is the Rahim, or simple Sasa Vikar, Kain Tiyelanu.
Amen.